the cost of insurance rate description. There's nothing in the expense caps that allows them to do that. And no reasonable insured would interpret it that way. The trial court's interpretation, the court says undoubtedly that's the only interpretation. It can't be the only reasonable interpretation. If you consider what an insured would be relying on and understanding in reading these monthly deduction provisions.
Other than the plaintiff herself, though, is there any expert testimony in the record which puts forth an industry standard that differs from what Midland has here?
Well, the point is, there is expert testimony from our expert, which, by the way, the trial court completely ignores, never cites, that makes it clear
that... She considered it. In her summary judgment opinion, she said she considered it.
Right, but doesn't cite to it. Our expert, an actuary, says if you're going to... that it's an actuarial standard that if you're going to include expense add-ons into the mortality charge or the cost of insurance charge, you have to so state in the policy, and they didn't.
Well, that's an actuary, but is there someone in the insurance industry that states that what Midland did here is contrary to industry standard or industry practice?
Well, we didn't. That wasn't debated in the lower court because the question is what a reasonable insured would understand the contract provision to mean. So the question is not from the insurance.